Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, welcome to Tuesday Prayer Line for the Children. We thank God we can pray for the children of the world. But today we are concerned about the children in America. Those are the ones that are going through. So as we listen to this song, pray silently for the children. Teaching our children the word of God. If we don't teach them, the devil gonna teach them. So we got to teach them how to listen, how to be obedient, how to follow instructions. We got to teach them, because if we don't, the devil's gonna slaughter them. And we want our children to live long lives, long healthy lives. So we thank God for the Bible. We can teach our children about the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We can teach them, you know, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long and things may go well with you upon the earth. So we thank God. Well, it's, you know, prayer time. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are on the line, those who are coming on the line. I pray a hedge of protection around all the children all over the world. I thank you for what you've done for the children and for their families. I cover every child with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, particularly those children that are in America. Lord, it seems like too often we are hearing about children that are being slaughtered in their own classrooms, in the schoolhouse, in their neighborhoods, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that 1,000 may fall at one side of our children, 10,000 at the other. But we are thanking you that no harm will come nigh their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father, for the children listening. And Lord, you said if we beat them with a rod, it won't kill them. It will save their souls from hell. And even today, Lord God, I hear young mothers saying they don't want to hit them. But, Lord, it's not about hitting them. It's about correction. It's about correcting them and leading them in the right path. And, Lord, you made the bottom for correction. So if they beat them on the bottom, Lord, I remember when our parents used to get a switch and just, you know, switch our little legs, and we straighten up. And, you know, children act up and act up and act up and act up until you straighten them out. That's what they need. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that our children will begin to straighten out, because we're going to correct them. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our children from the womb shall live. Every child in the womb, we decree and declare no more abortions. Lord, you are angry because people have been doing things in the womb, in their own wombs, trying to kill the children. But, Lord, that's an abomination to you. It's wickedness. And you said the children shall live and not die and declare your work. So we decree and declare abortions are a thing of the past. Child abuse is a thing of the past. Kidnapping is a thing of the past. Murdering children is a thing of the past. We come against that Moloch spirit from even from Bible days when they would throw the children in the fire as a sacrifice. That was an abomination to you, oh God. So, Father, forgive us when we are slack on our jobs. We're not praying. We're just lax. We're looking at things that we shouldn't, doing things we shouldn't. But, Lord, we're asking you to forgive us, oh God. Every child who's on today, every child who they touch, every child in every city throughout America, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the lives of our children. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing in our children's lives. Lord, our children need you like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, we are thankful today. We have Adelie on with us today. Her grandmother brought her on. Thank God for Adelie. She's going to be singing soon. I'm going to start to unmute some lines. So if you would keep your lines on mute, if you don't mind, keep your lines on mute, so because the background noise will pick up, and we want to, allow our children a chance to be able to be heard without, disruptions, without all the noise, and, you understand, on a radio program, so we got to be quiet and allow the children to pray and sing. We thank God for Adelie today. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good.
Good. How was school today?
Good.
You can tell her you didn't go because you weren't feeling well.
I didn't go because I wasn't feeling well.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for Adelie. Even though she wasn't feeling well today to go to school, she pressed her way to get on the radio so she can sing and pray. And we thank God for Adelie's quick healing, quick restoration. You said, beloved above all, Adelie, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you for Adelie's quick healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. What are you going to sing today, Adelie?
Jesus loves me.
All right. Go right ahead.
Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible told me so. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible told me so.
Amen, Addie. That was wonderful.
That was so good. Thank you, Adelie. Your grandmother is going to start praying with us, and we appreciate Sister Esther start praying with us for the children of the world. We thank God for Sister Esther. She is, my coworker from years ago. We taught the children in New Orleans, so I thank God for her bringing her granddaughter on with us. Thank you, Esther. We appreciate you. All right. Next, we have Sister Julia Walker. She lives in the Florida area. Adelie lives in the New Orleans area. We thank God for the grandmothers and the great-great-grandmother. Sister Julia is a great-great-grandmother, and she brought her grandsons on today. So we thank God that they're going to be singing and praying today. Good afternoon, Sister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. Thank you. I have today my great friends and my nephew Joe Taylor. Could you guys say your name?
My name is Zaire and I'm 7 years old.
My name is King and I'm 6 years old.
That's Taylor. I'm 7 years old.
Great.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallelujah.
My cup runs out.
Amen. Not your heart in trouble. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's come. I'm here to bless you. And from what I saw, I will what I told you. I'll come and bear a place for you. If I go and bear a place for you, I'll come again and receive you. And tell myself that where I am, there he may be also. That where I go, and the way you know, come to say to him, Lord, you know what I like for us. I see the way he's there too. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but from me. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this day I've never seen before. Thank you for my whole entire family. Thank you for everybody on this world. And thank you for God, Son, that died on the cross for us. Thank you for you, God. Amen. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. And thank you for God, Son, dying on the cross for us. And God, thank you for you. And thank you for my parents. Thank you for my siblings. Thank you. Amen.
Joe Taylor.
All right. Found in heaven, King, gotten the faith in the Lord. King, I'm the faith in the God and the faith. King, gotten the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, the faith. Praise the God in the Lord. Then I'm going to praise the God in the Lord. In the power of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just hop on my cousin, Zay King, and be good, and I'm going to answer no more, and good boy, and amen, in the Lord, and praise.
Amen.
Hey,
Lord,
man.
Keep us close on the precious blood, and don't
break the circle.
In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, keep me covered on the precious blood, and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord,
what they said? What they said?
Praise the Lord.
What they said?
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
What they said? One more time.
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in my sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Praise God. We're going to sing this song. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. I thank God for the children. Thank God for Sister Julia Walker and her great-grandsons and Joe. I thank God for Esther at Collins and her granddaughter, Adelie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover the children that came on today with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We decree and declare they shall live long, healthy lives. All the days of their lives, they will grow up and they will have hearts to follow you, O God. They will not go the world's ways, but they will follow after righteousness all the days of their lives. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for the children. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song. Good afternoon, Mother Fanny.
Thank you.
She's on with this. Mother Fanny?
Uh-huh.
You ready to
all
sing?
All that I say, all that I say, every power of the Lord come down. All that I say, the power of the Lord come down. Oh, lift up your head. Don't be afraid. Let us sing that power of the Lord come down. Oh, let us pray that if power the Lord come down. Oh, let us pray that if power of the Lord come down. Oh, lift up your head. Don't be afraid. Let us sing and let us have it. Lord, come now. Oh, let us pray to the power of the Lord, come now. Oh, let us pray to the power of the Lord, come now. Oh, lift up your head. Don't you be afraid. Now let us pray to the power of the Lord, come now.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. That was awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Let the power of the Lord come down. So, thank God for you, Mother Fanny. We have Sister Vivian Collins on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise unto God as well. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you all? God bless.
Doing fine.
Amen. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Sister Vic. We appreciate those songs, Lord. I thank you for blessing them with special blessings. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that your word says that we are all grace, but not forsake us, nor leave us, oh God. So I thank you for Mother Fanny. I thank you, Vivian. In the name of Jesus, singing songs of praise unto you. Amen. All right. Today, I'm a little bit disturbed. I'm very disturbed. It happened to me yesterday when someone sent me, I got like an echo in the background. If you put your phones on for me, I appreciate it. So someone sent me a text. I still got that echo. If you put your phone on mute for me, I appreciate it. So someone sent me a text about another shooting at a private school in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, these are random shootings all over. So I did a little bit of research, and I wanted to find out if these shootings were going on in other countries or just America. So do you know what I found out? It's just in America. Our children are being randomly killed, some being killed by family members, some being shot in school. All kind of mishaps are happening to our children. So today, we're going to make this a top priority. We're going to pray prayers for America's schools, the children, the teachers. There were three children shot, three teachers shot, three adults. Now, you know, this is getting to be ridiculous. I mean, the enemy is raging. So we got to, you know, we got to pray effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous accomplishes much. So you may think, well, I'm just one person. But one person can reach the throne of God and pray for the children all over the world. So today, this is our top priority. I'm going to ask Sister Lanny if she will begin the prayer for the children of the world, protection for our America schools, the children, the faculty and staff all over America, because the devil is raging. But we got to take it back by force. We got to take our country back by force, by prayer, by warfare prayer. We got to stop the enemy from raging against our children are innocent. These children didn't do anything. Even the unborn, they're innocent. They are not doing anything. They're not in sin. So we're asking you, I'm going to start with Sister Lanny, and then I'll call on Sister Vivian after her. Pray for our nation's children in their schools, in their homes, wherever they are, that they will be safe. Thank you. Sister Lanny, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I had to unmute. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Nope.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we so love you. We thank you that you're the God of us. We thank you, God, that you've given us our safety in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are our refuge. You are our strength. And so we run to you and we can be safe in the name of Jesus. You said to look and live. You said to keep our eyes looking toward the hills where cometh our help. So we're coming in the name of Jesus, Father, in behalf of our children for protection for them. You already know what's happening in the earth, and we come in the name of Jesus, touching and agree with what you said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We know that in heaven there is peace. We know that in heaven there is life. We know in heaven there is wellness. There's fullness of joy. This is what we pray over our children. Father, we pray, Father, that we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and we come interceding for them because they know not how to cover themselves. So we cover them with our prayers. We cover them with your word. We cover them with your precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that angels posted already now to help rescue children who may be in harm's way. We don't know what the enemy is doing, but we know, Father, whatever is ahead, you are already sovereign, God. You are already in control. And you are omnipresent. You're omniscient. You know everything. You're omnipotent. You have all power. You're omnibenevolent. You're all good. Hallelujah. And you're everywhere. You're omniscient. So, Father, we plead the blood over children all over America. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive for us for not being more vigilant in prayer. But help us now, God. We come to you now in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We come armed with the word of God. We come armed with what you say is the truth. And we speak your truth over our children. We plead your precious blood in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that we're in the world but not of the world. You said the weapons will form against us, but they won't win. You said, greater you that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Protect the children. Cover them, Father. Even right now, Father, finding refuge and safe places for them. We pray for parents. We pray for children. We pray for children that have warred against other children. We pray for mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles, those that would even think about abusing a child. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind every satanic attack on our children in the name of Jesus. We know that sometimes if you don't know what something is for, eventually you will abuse it. So, Father, forgive us for the abuse that we have allowed. And we come now interceding in the name of Jesus, praying for the protection of our children. Hallelujah, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will raise up people, put people, places, and things that you can use as instruments, as a tool, as a channel, as a render them safe, God, to render them to be in safe places in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for the salvation of children. We pray for the salvation of those who seek to hurt and harm them. We bind the assault of the enemy, and we come in the name of Jesus asking, Father, for your divine intervention. We touch and agree with you. We agree with what you said in the name of Jesus. You can cause us to lie down in green pastures. You can lead us by the still waters. You can restore our souls. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you're with us. You said goodness and mercy shall follow us. We pray for goodness and mercy over our children right now. Hallelujah. Their little hearts and their little minds and their lives, God, we pray for divine intervention, divine protection. Hold back the darkness so they can find their way. And hold back the darkness so that men who would abuse children, purple places and things that would set up children to be harmed, in harm's way, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that there's a breakdown and there's a work of the Holy Spirit that will cause them to repent and go the other way. So God, we release the children of America into your hands. We agree that your power is greater than any power that's in the world. Hallelujah. So we pray for their protection now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. I want to say this. The shooter was a former student of that school. But, you know, because our children can get a hold of guns and all those things so easily, you know, that's what's going on. You know, we got to pray against gun laws. Children are able to get guns, you know, now so easily. So we got to, you know, pray against gun violence everywhere, in the schools and everywhere. So I'm going to ask, you know, and it was saying that there were mass shootings. I looked up the mass shootings in 2023, Nashville, Tennessee, that was yesterday. Also, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, mass shooting of our children, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you can look it up. I thank God for Sister Linda giving me this information because I know it was God, you know, having her let me know so we can pray for our children. Our children need prayer every day. I pray for parents to send, you know, their children out bathed in prayer. I meet children praying for them on the street all the time, and many of them are not even covered in prayer. But many of them are covered with prayer. Somebody's praying for them. Their aunt, their uncle, their grandma, their parents. And so we got to cover the children. When we see them out, you can pray a silent prayer for them. So I appreciate it. Okay, Sister Vivian, go ahead.
Okay, did you give me a prayer target? Or just pray for the children?
I said pray for protection. For America's school children, that faculty, and staff.
Oh, okay. Praise God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. Lord, so much is going on with our children, God. Oh, Father God, we need you. We need you, oh God, to know how to get to them, how to talk to them, how to reach them, Father. We need you, Lord. Lord, we can't do it without you, Lord. And Father, help us, oh God, to touch them with love, oh God, because you said they are drawn by our love. So, Lord, help us to love them in a way where they will hear the call in the Spirit to turn from their wicked ways, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Lord, for their families, oh God, that's hurting, God, all over the world. Those that are fearful now, God, in every school, Father, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, Father God, to help those that need to go for counseling because of the fear that they are feeling and because, Lord God, they still feel like there is a shooter going to come in on them, God. Father, we need you, Lord, to help us, oh God, Father God, as they, oh God, go back to school, or as they are already going to school, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we apply the blood, that fear be gone. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let them know, God, your hand of protection, oh God, is there to protect them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we praying, oh God, because we need you. We need you in our homes. We need you in our schools. We need protection, oh God, wherever we travel. Oh, Father God, we need you, Lord. Father God, that your angel, yes, Lord, be in camp all about, oh, Father God, your children, oh, God. These are yours that you fearfully and wonderfully made, God, oh, Father. But the enemy comes in like a flood so quickly, oh, God, Father God, to steal, kill, and destroy. But, God, we know if we pray, God, you can cause the enemy to get back, move out. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are laying our children before you. All those that are having problems now concentrating, Father God, we laying them before you, Lord, that they, oh, Father God, their minds would be cleared, oh, Father God. They won't sit at their desk and their mind wander off because of all that has happened, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let them know that your comforting spirit is there with them and that you will be with them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Can you pray for the protection of our children in America, in their schools and the faculty and staff that, you know, many of our kids are asking, will I be next? Will I be murdered next? Will I be, you know, gunned down? So, Mother Fanny, pray for the protection of the children in America's schools and homes everywhere. Mother Fanny, you there? All right, Sister Linda. Sister Linda, can you pray for the protection of the children in America's schools, the faculty and staff?
Yes, I will. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Father, you are hope today. You are peace. You are joy. We thank you, Father, that nothing that happened catches you by surprise. It catches us, but not you. Father, I come today and my heart is saddened. My heart is aching for the parents of the United States of America that have kids in school for all ages. Parents who had just dropped their children off to work, to school before they went to work, for the faculties that grabbed a bite to eat and ran to the school to teach the students as the parents brought them in, for the staff members, office workers, receptionists, office administrators, Father, that got up out of their beds on yesterday morning to go to work and to face the day. Some of them were just coming back from spring break. The parents dropped their kids off, and before they could even get to work and maybe sit to their desk, they got the alarming news that there was an active shooter on the campus. Father, it's going on. It's been happening for so long, and our government, Father God, that so involved in other countries, Lord, sticking their noses in other people's business, but they turn their backs on what's really happening here in America, where Congress, won't do anything about gun control. They talk about it. They've been talking about it for years, but they're not doing anything about it, Father. And from Calabine on down, Father God, to where we are today, Father, it's just going on. Day after day, even the 16, 14, 15-year-old student yesterday said to her mother, Mom, you love me, but you're sending me to school to be killed. Parents are hurting today because they're frightened. They don't know whether they would even see their kids from 1 hour to the next, 1 second to the next. So, Father, let us begin to pray. Let us begin to teach our children that there's a devil, that enemy, an enemy that hates you and an enemy that hates family, an enemy that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, I only come after the wisdom of Sister G, the prayer, Sister Laney and Sister Fanny and Sister Vivian and those who would pray after me, God, that we would come together today to seek you, the only wise God who knows everything. You created principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness, for your use, Father, not to destroy your people. We pray that your people, Lord God, would turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and teach. The parents will begin to teach their children and not allow the internet to do it. It was a he that killed those people yesterday, Father, sick in his mind because he was a transgender, trying to change his sex from male to female. His mind was confused. They call him, refer to him as a her, but you know how you created him, Father. 28 years old and used to attend that school, but yet was upset because he felt like they pushed him into going to a Christian academy. 28 years old. It's not like he was 14 or 15, but he was a grown man. Had graduated from school years ago, but yet he still housed this anger, resentment, revenge in his heart, Father. So we take this time out, Father, not for me to be redundant because the other ladies have already prayed, but as they stated, God, we need you. The country needs you, Father. United States have shaken her skirt tail at you, turned away from godly attributes, turned away from godly life living and accepted the things of this world. And so, Father, I repent first for the United States of America, for the government of this country, the unrighteous leadership of this country. We cover those parents. We cover the faculties. We cover, Lord God, the employees of every school in America. In the name of Jesus, with our prayers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that we can trust you, God. And our voices are coming to you today to say, God, have mercy. Let our hearts turn back to you. Let families turn back to you. They excluded to do this, Lord God, during COVID, when families had no choice. The schools, the kids were being homeschooled. And the parents was off work. The dads and moms was at home. But now, God, they found a way to go back and go back into those ways that they had, that you were trying to deliver us from. So, Father, what more shall we do? We need you, our hope. We need you, our sanctuary. And we thank you today that we can call upon the name of Jesus, whereby, Lord God, we can be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray for your peace to cover every school in this United States of America, every employee, every staff member. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you honor, glory, and praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that prayer. I appreciate all the, prayers that went forth, especially for you know, America schools, because we got to do it every day. I mean, we have this prayer line once a week, but we got to bend the knee every day and cry out for our children to be safe. They're asking the question, will I be next? We don't want them to be next. We want them to live godly, holy lives all the lives, all the days. We want them to be saved at an early age. And we got to rebuke the enemy because he's raging against innocent children. The children, they didn't do anything. The adults, they were teaching children. So we got to continually pray for them. All right, moving right along. We're going to switch now. I'm going to call on Sister Marion. If you could pray, you there, Sister Marion?
Yes, I'm here, Sister G.
Okay, can you pray for parents and their children to be safe and include our toddlers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin?
Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord God, on a heavy heart right now, Lord God, for our children right now, Lord God, and for our parents, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that the parents become godly parents right now, Lord God. Train their children in the way that they should go. Train them up in the word of God right now, Lord God. I'm praying a covering over the parents right now, Lord God, and over the children right now, Lord God. Lord God, we need you right now, Lord God, to stop the senseless shedding of blood right now, Lord God, of our children, innocent children right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God, over all our babies right now, Lord God, that we have been praying for, over all of the children right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God. I pray for protection. I pray that the parents continue just to be prayerful in their homes right now, Lord God, so the kids would carry that to school with them right now, Lord God, instead of carrying violence right now, Lord God. I pray for all of our children because the world is corrupting them right now, Lord God, where you have a six-year-old that shot his teacher right now, Lord God. Lord, this is not of you. This is of the devil right now, Lord God, and the devil is a liar. We take him back control over our children's safety, over the parents right now, Lord God, instilling in them your Holy Spirit right now, Lord God, pleading protection right now, Lord God, help and strength right now, Lord God, for the children and the parents right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless them right now, Lord God. Continue to keep them right now, Lord God. Let them be blind to the things of the world right now, Lord God, and open their eyes to the things of God right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now. I praise you right now, Lord God, because you're truly worthy to be praised. Just hear our prayer, oh Lord. Hear our cry, oh Lord, for the protection of our children right now, Lord God, and their parents right now. Give their parents patience right now, Lord God, to deal with those kids that are sick. Give them the patience, the love right now, and the empathy right now, Lord God, to take care of them right now, Lord God. Strengthen the parents where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Just continue to cover the parents and their children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Fanny, are you there? Mother Fanny? Mother Fanny? All right. Yeah, I don't hear her right now, so I'm going to ask Sister Vivian, can you pray for children to obey their parents so they will live long, peaceful, long, and, you know, have, and well, everything will go well with them.
Yeah. Yes, Father, we are praying for those parents, oh God, Father God, that's going through right now, Lord God. We lift them up on every leaning side, Father God. You told us to pray you one for another. Oh, Father God, when one is down, the other one is supposed to lift the other one up. So, Lord, we are praying for those parents as they, the past one in the past, as they relive this thing over, we're praying for their strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And pray, oh God, they will not let this worry them. Oh God, Father God, that they will live long lives and not worry. Because you told us don't worry. God, you knew what was going to happen before it even happened. So, Lord, we bring in those parents before you that have to endure this hardship. Lord God, oh God, that they may lay their head upon your breast. Yes, Lord God. And, Lord, they'll learn how to lean and depend upon you. For every trial, oh God, yes, Lord God, hallelujah, every pain, every tear that they will share these next few months, strengthen them, oh God, strengthen them and build them up that they may have faith in you, to trust you. The Lord, go to your word and let your word, oh God, be a comfort. Let you, God, you said in your word will lead us and guide us into all truth. So I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I have never lost a child to gun violence, but God, I do feel the pain of others. Lord, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them right now, Lord God. Build them up in their most holy faith that they are called upon you, Jesus. Oh, because you're the only one, Father, you're the only one that can do this, God. Oh, every hurt, oh God, lay it at your feet. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, give them rest. Let them come. Let them hear the word very, very vivid in their hearts, oh God, to come. Come to you, oh God, to draw nigh unto you, to seek your face in this thing. Let them not turn to alcohol and drugs like the enemy want them to turn to any other, oh Father God, fables, oh God. But holy, holy Lord God, depend upon you, oh Father God. Oh God, we're calling upon you, Jesus. You, oh Father, is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And you making intercession for them, God. Yes, you are, Lord God. Oh God, Father God, let them know, oh God, this is a small thing. Yes, I know it seems so hard. But God, you said these are light afflictions, oh Father God, that you will bring them through. I know it does not seem light, God. Oh, but God, there's light at the end of the tunnel, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I apply the blood to everyone that I don't know, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll crawl up into your arms, oh, Father God, and let you comfort them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Father, in the we pray for godly parents to teach their children right from wrong, that they would not spare the rod and spoil the children. Many children are doing wrong. They go into stores and throwing things on the floor. They are not putting their seat belts on in the cars. They're sticking their hands out the window and, you know, doing just terrible things, Lord God. They're talking back to their teachers. There's just they're just out of control. So we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that parents, when they see their children doing the wrong things, that they would correct them, that they would not think that is funny. Because when they grow up like that as grown people, it's not funny to see your grown child doing things that are not right. I thank you, Lord, for your word in Proverbs, where Solomon taught his children right from wrong. He said, children, listen, don't go the way of the evil person. Don't do the wrong thing. Don't choose to do the wrong thing. Don't go the way of the person that's, you know, taking innocent blood. Don't go, you know, the drug route. Don't go the stealing route. Don't go the sexual route. But do the right thing all the time.
So I thank you, Lord, for godly parents teaching their children to choose right over wrong. Many children think that it's good, it's cool to do the wrong thing, to disobey the laws of the land, to be disobedient in their classroom. They think that it's funny, but Lord, I pray that parents will begin to correct them and that parents would agree to train them at home, to teach them rules at home, and to teach them how to be responsible, to teach them self-discipline. So, Father, even many children nowadays have cars, and the road rage has excelled. They're raging on the highways because they're angry. Many children who have not been disciplined as young children, they are angry because you said when they spare the rod, they spoil the child. And the children are angry. They're spoiled. They want to have their way. So, Father, we come against that anger. We come against that spirit of not being trained at home. We decree and declare parents will take their rightful responsibility that you gave them. I didn't write the Bible, Lord. You wrote it. You inspired people to write the word. And the word is true, that our children must be taught right from wrong. So when they grow up, they will know how to live God-fearing lives. They will be good citizens. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, Sister Lanny, will you pray that the schools in America will put in a safety and protection plan in action, a safety and protection plan in action so that these murders can stop, murderers can stop coming into the schools and just, you know, randomly shooting up. Still there? Okay, Sister Marion, can you pray? Can you pray what I just asked her to pray for our schools to put in a safe and protection plan in action?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God, to ask and petition on behalf of our children and the schools right now, Lord God. I pray and I can implement a protection plan right now, Lord God. If they have to put magnetometers at the door of every school right now, Lord God, to make sure nobody enters the school with a gun right now, Lord God. Or if they have to put a police officer at every school, Lord God, to make sure no one comes in that does not belong there, and that they cannot bring any weapons in to murder our children right now, Lord God. I pray and ask that they come up with a plan right now, Lord God, to better secure our children when they're at school, to protect them right now, Lord God, so these mass shootings will not continue to occur, so our children will not continue to be murdered in their innocent bloodshed. I'm praying and asking right now, Lord God, that they come up, put their heads together and come up with a plan to protect our children and the teachers and the employees that work at the school right now, Lord God. Let them not think about the cost of what it's going to cost to protect our children, but think about just how many of our kids will be saved and protected from these mass killers that are coming into the schools and killing our innocent children. Right now, Lord God, this is the prayer that I'm praying, a prayer of protection to be put in place for our children and the teachers and the staff. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask and pray. Amen.
Hey, Sister Lanny, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. It was on mute. I was responding, but it was on mute. I'm sorry.
No problem. Well, can you pray for parents to know where their children are at all times?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we come in the behalf of parents to, Father, give them wisdom to know how to keep up with their children, how to know when they're going in and when they're coming, when they're going in and when they're going out, that they will have a record of where they're going to be, whether it's in the park, whether it's a neighbor's house, the church, school, community events. Give the parents a mind to want to cover them to know where they are, so that if anything tries to happen, they will know how to get to their children. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over parents who love their children and they want them safe, and they don't know how to go about doing some things that need to be done. So, Father, we pray for them. You said in your word, if we lack wisdom, we can ask you for it. So, God, we do lack wisdom in the area of how to protect our children. We know we want them safe, but we ask, Father, that you would give the parents wisdom, help them organize, help them talk to one another, help them to partner with father and mother in the home, our older brothers and sisters, whatever sister they have, to always have an eye view of where the child is. And so they will have a record of where the child is, so they can keep up with them in the name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over wherever they are in Jesus' name. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that wherever they are going, those various places that they go, those places will have in mind a plan to protect the children, to keep them safe. We pray, God, and plead the blood of Jesus over every worker, along with the parents, every worker that deals with the children when they arrive to where they're going, that they too will have a plan to protect the children. God, we don't understand all that needs to be done, and we are asking you to open up, send us help through giving us not just knowledge, but giving us wisdom how to use the knowledge to protect our children. We have information, but we're not doing all that we can do. So we ask, Father, that you would just intervene and help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that children will be honest about where they're going if the parents send them, and that the children will be where they're supposed to be. We pray, God, for anything that will be a distraction from them being in the place where the parents have assigned them to be, that they will follow obedience to the parents and not be led astray where they will be at harm's way. God, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Linda, I'm going to call some names of children. And if you could pray, you don't have to remember their names, but just pray protection for them and however the Lord leads you. And if you could close this out, we got about 3 minutes here, two minutes. Pray for our youth, Hinawa, Randy, Roosevelt, Frederick, Samuel, Jeremy, Dan, Troy, Michael, Isaac, all our youth and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, et cetera.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the prayer request that Sister G just put before you, Father, protection of our youth, Randy and Isaac and all those kids, all those names, the Lord God, that she called. Father, we ask for your protection over those children, over their minds, over their hearts, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, when the enemy comes up against their mind, Lord God, we apply the blood of Jesus over them right now. Father God, that your will be done in their lives. We apply the blood of Jesus over their hearts, their thoughts. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they don't know what they're up against, but we pray for your protection over all of those names, all of those children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, Father, forgive those in that school, Lord God, that might feel guilty and have guilt because they rejected, Lord God, because they were a school academy, a Christian school academy. They, after those children were killed out in Texas, Lord God, it was said that every school should have protection, a police officer, Father God, and they rejected to have one because they were a Christian academy, and then look what happened. Father God, let them use wisdom, even though they're Christians, Christian academy, Christian school, let them seek you for your wisdom and your understanding to protect those children that are in their under their supervision in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for Sister G. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lanny, for Sister Vivian, Lord God, Sister Fanny, Lord, in her absence, Sister Marion, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for these mighty women, Lord God, that you have put in place, Lord God, to pray every week together, Lord God, for the children of the United States of America and the whole entire world. Father God, we thank you, Father God, to the only wise God, God, our Savior, be glory and majesty. Lord God, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Love you all. Look forward to hearing
amen.
You on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We'll be all right. Love you, Adeline. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye. Have a good God-filled evening. Love y'all.
Bye.